welcome back to another episode of Ooh Baby Bible Stories with Z and C. We are very excited to be with you guys on this Monday afternoon. My name is Z and with me is C.
Yeah. What's up, kids? We are back, yo.
With another one.
Yeah.
Yes, and if you're new to the show, I'd like to welcome you. And if you are a regular, welcome back. Because we're going to continue speaking about the story of Esau and Jacob. But now, you know, more in depth. Last week, we spoke about Esau and Jacob, yes. And you may have been wondering, why did Jacob get the blessing instead of Esau? Because Esau is the eldest. So why did Jacob get the blessing? Well, kids, I don't know if you remember, but when Jacob was making soup, Esau came back from hunting and he was just so hungry that he was like, listen, I'll do anything. I'll give you anything. Just give me something to eat. And Jacob was like, okay, give me your birthright. And that's what happened. He gave Jacob his birthright, and then he got it in exchange for a bowl of soup, something that doesn't even last that long. Like, how long do you stay full from a meal? Like 2 hours?
But I understand. It's like what a man would do for food.
Yo, but still something so serious, a birthright. Yo, anyways, so that's one of the reasons why Jacob could actually get the blessing. Because he had the birthright, but also because Jacob was a deceiver, so he knew what to do. Anyways, let's continue where we left off. So Jacob stayed with Laban for 30 days, and he looked after Laban's sheep while he was there. And during this stay, Jacob and Rachel grew closer to each other, and Jacob fell in love with Rachel.
I have brought you some water.
Oh, you didn't have to, you know.
Don't you drink water?
Of course I do. What I meant was, you didn't have to go through all the trouble to get me some water.
It really is nothing. Take it.
Thank you very much. Did your father see you coming here?
Yes, I met him on my way here. He said that he would come here soon.
He doesn't usually come here at this time. Did he mention why?
He didn't, but you can ask him. Oh, there he is.
Hey, Jacob.
Uncle, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. Rachel, your mother is searching for you.
I'm leaving now. Bye, Jacob.
Bye, Rachel.
Let's sit, Jacob. I have to talk to you about something really important.
What is it?
I can see you're doing a great work with the sheep and the land. I appreciate your hard work, but just because you're my nephew doesn't mean you have to work for nothing. I'm ready to pay you.
No, Uncle. I can't take any pay from you.
I insist.
Okay. I'm interested in something. Let me marry Rachel.
Fine. I will let you marry Rachel, but you will work for 7 years before doing so.
Jacob worked hard for 7 years, and years passed by, and Laban got richer and richer by Jacob's hard work.
Come on, I need to keep going so Rachel can be mine.
But Laban was making other plans to deceive Jacob.
He tricked his father and his brother. Oh, I will get him this time.
At the end of 7 years, Jacob approached Laban to marry Rachel. Laban agreed and arranged the wedding feast. That night, Laban decided to make Jacob drunk off of wine. And once Jacob was drunk, Laban took him to his tent.
Come here, Jacob. Here is your wife.
My wife? My love?
Because Jacob was drunk, he didn't realize that the woman with him was not Rachel. It was Rachel's older sister, Leah. But he would soon find out the truth. The next morning, Jacob woke up next to Leah.
Good morning, my love.
Good morning to... What? What are you doing in my bed, Leah? Where is Rachel?
She's in a tent. Don't you remember? You were with me last night.
No, that can't be right. I have been cheated.
Jacob stormed to go talk to Laban. He was very upset and couldn't understand why Laban would do this.
Well, good morning, Jacob. You tricked me. You got me drunk so I wouldn't see what you're doing. Why would you do this? Let me explain. Please do. You knew I worked 7 years for Rachel. Why? I'm sorry, son. It's not a custom in our country to marry the younger daughter before the elder one. You should have told me that before rather than trick me like this. Calm down, Jacob. Calm down. I will let you marry Rachel too, but you will have to work for me another 7 years.
Another 7 years?
It's just 7 years, Jacob. Think about it. You will have Rachel in the end.
All right. I will work for another 7 years if you give me Rachel.
It's done. Haha. I fooled him again.
And after 7 years, Rachel and Jacob got married.
From now on, you may have Rachel as your wife too.
Under the supervision of Jacob, Laban's flocks, sheep, and goats multiplied tenfold. Leah gave birth to many children, and Rachel gave birth to a boy, who they named Joseph. Those were the days of contentment for all of them. But Jacob wanted to return to his land where he grew up with his family. So Jacob decided to go talk to Laban.
Hey, Jacob, why are you here? Who's looking after the sheep?
Rachel is taking care of that. I came here to talk to you.
Talk to me? What's so important that you left the sheep and came here?
I've been thinking of telling this to you for many days now.
I'm listening.
I want to go back to my homeland. I want to return with my wives and children.
What? But why? Aren't you happy here?
I am. But I want to return to the land promised to my forefathers.
You can't just leave like that. Maybe you can stay a bit longer. I will pay you whatever.
I will stay if you can pay me for my labor. You should give me every black, speckled, and spotted animal as my wages. All the white ones will be yours.
Okay, he's asking for too much. I will trick him again.
Laban had become very greedy and he wanted to keep the entire animals for himself, and he decided to trick Jacob again. Laban did not want to give Jacob anything, so he picked out all the sheep that was Jacob's, which was black, spotted, and speckled. He only left what was his, which was the white ones. He gave Jacob's animals to his sons, and when Jacob saw this, he realized that he had been cheated by Laban again. All right, kids, now that's the end of the story for today, but we'll be back next week with another one. But before we end the show, we're going to go into a quick activity with C.
What's up, kids? We are back. I hope those minds are sharp to answer. Because I'm back with another quiz. I don't know if we were all listening to the story very, very attentively. And yes, I'm just hoping that we all listened. Here we go. Question number one. How many years did Jacob work for Rachel? Thank you. Okay. That first one, kids, it was very interesting. So you have to think about your answer very, very carefully, because that was very, very, very tricky. So, question number two. How did Laban trick Jacob into marrying Leah? Very last question. I hope you got those two questions right. The last question. What kind of sheep was Jacob paid with? Was it the black, speckled, and spotted, or was it just the white ones? That's it, kids. That's our activity for today. I hope you got all those answers correctly, because you all were listening attentively. And show your friends and your parents that you know the Bible. Okay, so we will be back again next week, same time, same place, right here at Active FM. Yeah. Bye, kids. Bye.